Haggai is RRIB Scotland's Young Campaigns Group, and they've had some great news around funding. To tell us more, we have with us Rachel McMurchie from RRIB Scotland and Rachel Campbell from RS McDonald Charitable Trust. Let's learn about Haggai first of all, Rachel. So tell us a bit about the group.
Haggai is RRIB Scotland's Young Campaign Group. So it's a group for anyone aged between 16 and 27 who is blind and partially sighted and lives in Scotland. And the group come together to share their experiences and campaign for change. So they work on a whole host of different campaigns to do with transitions between education and onto employment and other transitions within life. They've been involved in campaigns around mental health, public transport, street layout and infrastructure. So they really do cover a whole wide range of issues. It's been going for quite a few years, but over the pandemic it went a little bit quiet, so we recently had a relaunch in autumn last year, and the group have been busy on a whole host of activities since then.
Now, you've also had some really good news from a charitable trust which is going to help with the costs of the work that you guys do.
Yep, we're delighted to have been awarded a grant from RS McDonald Trust. They've given us £8,000 a year for the next 3 years, so £24,000 in total, and will really help to ensure that Haggai is a national group that's open to blind and partially sighted young people from all over Scotland, that we can try and remove some of the barriers that often exist for people to join groups and to travel from different parts of the country. Also looking at maybe if there's equipment that people need to join online, we might use the money to pay for that, and to not only participate in, but also host our own events so that we can raise the profile of the group and really get the messages that we're campaigning on out there to a wide audience. So it's great to the group has been recognised and we have this money to support the work that's happening.
So they get the chance to talk about things that are important to them. COVID's probably thrown up a few other things for them to discuss and campaign around as well. What are the hot topics at the moment?
The main topics we're working on at the moment are around transitions between education, whether that's from primary to secondary or into further education. And then what happens perhaps when, you know, your first choice doesn't work out for you, and how do you move on to the next option? Because there's various points when unfortunately people fall through the gaps in services. So just trying to make sure that that's more streamlined. We've also been doing a little bit of work around accessible voting. So we know that voting in elections unfortunately still isn't accessible to a lot of people. We were involved with a campaign from the Electoral Commission about encouraging young people to sign up to register to vote, and I think it's important that young people hear from their peers about the importance of activities such as voting, and it takes away some of the fear factor when you hear that someone else has maybe done it before. They're also keen to work on employment and opening up opportunities. The statistics are still not where we want them to be in terms of the number of people that find and are able to maintain employment. And public transport is another big issue. So a lot of members are telling us that they've lost a bit of confidence travelling because of the pandemic. They haven't been out and about, or that even pre-COVID that maybe transport wasn't accessible, or, you know, there wasn't enough access to transport options in different areas around the country. So working on that at a local level and on a national level. So if we're responding to consultations, making sure that feedback's embedded in there. And now that things are opening up a little bit more, hoping to host some of our own events, maybe